Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to 2020. That's right. Believe it or not, we are here, and it's the beginning of a new decade, and I want you to join me every Sunday here, 10:30 a.m. It's Real Estate Realities. We're changing people's lives. We're introducing them to the passive income they can find through real estate. It's great to be back with you, the radio listeners. I've had the opportunity to work with several of you over 2019. It's been such a blessing, and I thank you for those relationships. So, just so you know here, right out of the chute, we finished up with around 15,700 homes sold in 19, okay? And we're floating right now around 1,500 active homes, all right? Now, when the tough part is now, when we break it down to condos and townhouses, okay? Because keep in mind, you have baby boomers who are trying to downsize, and you have millennials who are trying to enter into their first home, right? Which is probably a condo or townhouse, more affordable. We only have 148 active right now. So that is really a need. And I hope the builders really see that more in 2020 and add more inventory in townhomes and condos. There was only 2,200 of them sold in 19. So a big difference compared to the single family numbers there. Okay. Home appreciation. We took on about a, 8-9% appreciation. This next year, I think we're going to be right around the same, especially with the interest rates staying low and the unemployment numbers below 4%. Okay, so we always get into it, the good, the bad. The title of today's show, obviously, is The Year in Review. And what's to come, right? We got to be on the forefront. We got to be on offense. We don't play defense on this show. We're on the offense. We're looking for the next best neighborhood, the next best thing to invest in. Here in the beautiful city of Colorado Springs. That's right, folks. Hopefully you saw those beautiful fireworks. Pike's Peak, the Adamant Club, did a heck of a job. And we'll talk a little good, the bad. Always like to lead with the good. And I'll tell you right now, down by the Olympic Museum, it looks like a UFO. That's right. We have 100 industrial sites getting converted. Okay, that's the southwest part of Cascade. New apartments, offices, hotels. It's unbelievable. All around that downtown stadium, there's going to be a 240-room upscale hotel across from the Olympic Museum that hasn't even really been announced yet. Keep your eyes on those things. If you have questions about that area you want to invest, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. I own down there. I love that area. It's going to be on a big uptick. So get in while it's good. The bad, parking's going up 25 cents, and they're extending those hours till 10 p.m. at night. So 7 to 10 now, and it's up 25 cents, but we're growing. It's a big city, folks. It's part of the ball game. I'm going to have a very special guest. Stick with me, Holly Hermes, the CEO of United Airlines, coming on the next segment here. You're listening to Real Estate Realities, KRDO News Radio, Justin Hermes, 232-1063. Are you ready? My life be like, ooh, yeah, ooh. My life be like, we're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. All right, folks, welcome back into the second segment. That's right, we got the afterburner kicked in here on Real Estate Realities. Very special guest, the one and only blood relative I have who's a millennial like me, right? Holly Lehman, welcome in.
Thanks, Justin. Excited to be here.
That's right. That's right. Holly's in from Chicago. That cold, bone-chilling weather. But you grew up here your whole life. Just tell us, how do you feel coming back and seeing all the changes?
I mean, it's really exciting. I feel like over the past couple of years, every time we come into town, there's something new and exciting going on. So I'm excited about the growth in Colorado Springs, and it's fun to be able to have a place like Colorado Springs to come back and visit and see all of the investment that's going into the town. I love the energy.
That's right. That's huge. And folks, just so you know here, I'm just not talking with like Sally Sue, okay, who works at the bookstore in Chicago or something like that. I'm talking with the director of innovation for United Airlines. So yes, when she comes into town, she says stuff like that. It carries weight. She's a very, very smart gal. What would you say you're most surprised about by coming back into the Springs?
I think just seeing some of the changes downtown, it's amazing to see how they're investing in the downtown. You saw all this growth up north in different areas, but to see them really reinvesting in the downtown with that museum, with the park, it's great to see. I'm really excited about what that's going to bring for the city.
That's huge. That's huge. And I'm going to mention some of these things here, and then we're going to talk about a little story that is great to think about as you go into the new year, and about helping others and about, you know, really sharing the wealth as far as getting into the housing market, getting in to an appreciating asset in such a great town. Now, Holly mentioned some of these things. Let's just talk about 19 real quick. The City of Champions broke ground. Big deal. Right? Fantastic. That happened on December 7th. The Olympic Museum obviously has been being worked on. The Air Force Visitor Center, that's in action. And the Hybl Center over at UCCS, the Sports Med. And then the Robinson CC Arena downtown. So a lot of things going on. We have that big walkway that they're working on down on Vermejo to connect the downtown to the Pioneers Museum. And hats off to us, folks. U.S. News, 2 years in a row, Colorado Springs, top three in best places to live. And thank you, Congressman Lamborn, for securing the headquarters here for the Space Force. They say the next war may be fought in space. It's going to be vital, vital that we have that here in Colorado Springs. And he also secured $322 million for the military bases here. And then the Broadmoor opened up their new hall, or they didn't open it, excuse me. They're working on their new hall to facilitate the new space symposium and then have extra space to bring in more companies as well. So you'll see the construction going on over there. And then Children's Hospital opened up in 19. That's off Powers and Union. The Gap is on its way. You need to call Senator Lundeen because we want three lanes. We had him on the show before. We talked about it. And we really need the three lanes. One of them as a toll and one of them as a free lane given to us as the taxpayers. A long list here I'm going to rattle off, then we're going to get right back with Holly. The South Nevada Creek Fund is in motion. The Blue Star is going to be putting in a music venue down there. Another hotel going in. Plenty of restaurants. You've seen those develop. The new Hilton downtown is the first big hotel, not even big, I should just say the first new hotel in four decades in Colorado Springs. So we've lagged in growth for a while, but now it's kicking off. You can see that beautiful Hilton there right off the Bijou exit. And we have many more under contract, five hotels downtown under contract, even up in Cripple Creek. Bronco Billy's has a 600-seat event center they're working on putting in. And I always tell people the hotel owners are smarter than us. They have long-term mindset for this city. So right now we're really on the uptick. You have the Flying Horse in 19, that development, the Flying Horse North took place. They announced Powers running through there up to I-25. And Ent's going to move their headquarters, 1,000 employees, up to that Northgate area. Also, the third Penrose is going in, about 200 beds up there. The Shields All Sports facilities going in, 200,000 square feet, unbelievable size. Another 264 apartment complex, another 320 apartment complex, a Spring Hill 100-room hotel, and obviously the In-N-Out. Everyone's fired up about the In-N-Out. And then you have the Top Golf complex coming in, the Field of Dreams, which a lot of people don't know about. That's going in up on Northgate. Get your golf clubs out. It's going to be a heck of a time. And then also 221 townhome permits pulled for that area. So here's the thing, folks. That's 19. I got a lot more to tell you as well. If you want to hear the nitty-gritty, you want me to break some of those down, say, how's it affecting my area, Justin? Call me at 719-232-1063. But more importantly, we're going to get back with our guest here. That was a long list of items, but I wanted to touch base on it because Holly already opened up that can of worms. Holly, are you still alive?
I'm still here. I'm still here, Justin.
That's good. I haven't blown out your eardrums yet, huh?
Not quite yet.
Patrick, what are we looking like on time? Plenty of time? Plenty of time. That's perfect. Good, because I was like just sweating and trying to get through that whole list of 19 as fast as I could. So I'm going to tell you a story here now about how I bought my first place. And I've never shared this with the radio listeners. Maybe I've touched on it a little bit. I haven't shared to this extent. But I was out in D.C. working as a tennis pro. And when you're 1099, you have to have 2 years of tax returns before you can purchase your own place. And my parents weren't willing to co-sign with me. That's tough love, and that's fine. But I reached out to my sister, Holly. And what was kind of the first things that came through your mind? And I want you to be candid, whether you took it seriously, whether you did research on this and how it may affect you, your credit, your debt-to-income ratio, and all that.
Yeah, Justin, I mean, to be quite honest, I didn't do a lot of research on my own about it. I did talk to Dad, you know, because he's been in the business a long time, and so got his thoughts. But I really believed in you. You know, I knew you had a great job. I knew you were passionate about your career. I trusted the fact that you were going to be able to make your payments on your mortgage. And so it was really an investment in you as a person, not so much in a property.
Got it. But you did learn down the line. I'm trying to remember, did I buy the property first or did you already own in Wrigley first?
I think I already owned my own place in Wrigley first.
Okay. Well, maybe it was for the next property you purchased with your husband, Steve Lehman. I butchered Holly's name earlier. It's Holly Lehman, not Holly Hermes. I got a little bit of disciplinary action from Steven here. He was arm wrestling me and punching me, which on a Sunday morning I don't think is appropriate. We'll let him slide. But when you went to purchase, you did then call me and say, hey, I need some information on the mortgage because you are still attached to that.
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, anytime Steve and I go to make a big purchase, but especially when we were purchasing our new home together, it definitely came up in conversation.
That's right. And it's not the end of the world because we were able to give her lender a lease and say, hey, it's being taken care of. So it didn't count against the debt to income ratio because it wiped it out because we had a tenant in who was paying, correct?
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't an issue at all.
If it's not rented and it was vacant, it would have been a big issue.
Didn't know that, but good to know.
Yeah, exactly. So those are just some of the things to think about. But also it is knowing when to ask for help. And Holly didn't provide me any financial assistance, but what she did is she borrowed me really her credit and her income stability. Correct, Holly? You're still there? We have a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm still here. That's right. That's exactly what I did. I mean, if you'd ask for some money, I don't know.
Yeah.
You may have had further
I don't think you and I don't think, I'm going to say right now, I don't think you should have given it to me. And I didn't ask, but I don't believe in that. If financially you don't have the money, I don't think you should be purchasing.
Yeah.
And
agree.
I don't think you should be getting that from other people. But if it's a simple thing of going, hey, listen, I'm 1099, I don't want to wait 2 years for my tax returns to come in to purchase because the cost of waiting is so high. So that is a valuable tool we used. Holly had a salary job with United. Okay, so we call that a W-2 job. And so the lender likes that because Holly's very secure. Her money doesn't go up and down every month, commission-based. And so that really gives them a warm and fuzzy. So it makes her a strong financial candidate to, you know, to really lean in and help me co-sign for my first place. And we still do own it now.
That's right.
And it hasn't gone up in any value.
That is also right.
Yep. That's how it works there out in the Washington, D.C. greater area. So you get a lot of tax, too. It's fun. When you leave there and you don't do your state income tax, then they double your property tax because they say you're not a resident of Maryland. So I pay about $6,000 a year taxes on that condo, and here I pay $900 on my single-family home. So big, big difference. There's things you need to look into, and I probably didn't look into it that great. I didn't know the rental numbers, which made it a little bit more difficult. But it really opened me up into real estate. And, you know, even if you don't invest right, how you can cover yourself. Holly, you own a rental property yourself.
We do, yeah.
And how's that been working out for you?
I mean, it's been working amazing. And I think I got great guidance from both you and Dad on that property. It was.
When did you buy it?
I bought it in 2012.
Great. And it's located where?
It is located in Wrigleyville, Chicago, a block and a half from Wrigley Field.
Boom! Pow! How do you like them apples, huh? That's awesome. And so how's your experience been so far?
I have to say it's been great. You know, I moved out 2 years ago when I got married. I kind of wanted to sell the place, I have to say. I didn't really want to be a landlord. But with the encouragement of my brother, my father, and my husband, we decided to rent it out, and we have been cash flowing every month. It's been great for us. It's going to be an incredible investment property for us, probably for years to come.
That's huge. And that's the power of buy and hold, and that's what we talk about on this show, because they could have cashed in their chips.
That's right.
And they could have taken their money and put it in a completely inflated stock market.
That's right.
But right now it's safe. It's in real estate and you have development around that area.
Absolutely. Actually, they've invested so much in the area around Wrigley Field. Don't know if any of you have visited Chicago, but they are putting quite a bit of money into that area. And so our property value has gone up significantly in the past couple of years.
That's right, folks. So I tell you, it's just not Colorado Springs where it works. If you stay true to the system, you know your numbers, then it'll work. It'll work. Holly, any parting thoughts? We got about 30 seconds left.
Hey, trust my brother. He's given me some really good advice.
There it is. Good. Holly, have a prosperous. You and Steve have a prosperous 2020. And you know what, folks? If you have any complaints about United Airlines and you're having any issues with them, need to make sure you call Holly. Her number's 312-399-4340, and she'll hook you up with a free flight if you haven't had a good experience, okay? And call me for the real estate needs, 719-232-1063. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, Real Estate Reality. Stick with me as we come into the final segment. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging with me. And you know what? Boy, was that a blessing? You got to talk to somebody with some brains once in a while, huh? Instead of me on here just jabbering, you got someone who's calm, cool, and collected. That's right, folks. I don't know how we came from the same parents, but miracles do happen. Miracles do happen. We talked about 2019. We talked about all the things that happened. One of them I left out, which is very notable, is Patriot Park, which is being developed out there off Powers and Platt. You need to invest here. Challenger Homes, and I'm not a big new build guy, but they have some great price points out there. That is an area that is going to be so hot as far as development goes and with the Space Force coming in. Also on Platt and Circle, the complex, you know, that big shopping complex there, strip mall area was torn down. They're putting in a big CVS. So those are some of the things that happened in 19. And you know what? I went through it fast because it's gone. Okay? It happened. Now we're going to talk about the important things, how we can get on offense here in 2020. Okay? So hang with me if you have any questions about what I'm talking about. It's Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. I help people invest in rental properties here locally. I help people create passive income. And it's not one of those get-rich-quick schemes that you see online. Hey, invest in real estate, and we're all going to drive Bentleys, you know, and take cruises down to Jamaica on my private yacht. It's going to be, hey, we're going to work really hard. We're going to live a life of budget. And hopefully in 15, 20 years, we have been able to create, just like my friend Jason, who's going to have $8,000 of passive income in 15 and 20 years, plus his retirement. He's going to be able to have a life where he can really spend time with his family and then give back abundantly to people who need a hand up. And that's a big part of it. You know, I've talked about that as kind of the final step, is really giving back aggressively. Okay? So we're going to talk about now what's to come 2020. And the large factor is the presidential election. Okay? It's going to take place on November 3rd. And we also have 435 U.S. House seats up and 35 of the 100 Senate seats. Okay, we're not going to talk politics, but I'm just saying it's a big factor what happens there. And depending on who gets elected can really give us a big swing into the economy, okay? I think there's possibly a good candidate for each side. But I think there's also some bad options out there as well. So just do your due diligence. If you want to talk that stuff, I'll talk it with you, but not on the radio, okay? Call me on my cell at 232-1063. Interest rates, I'm going to tell you right now, the 10-year Treasury, which has a large effect. We talk about the Federal Reserve as well, but has a large effect on consumer interest rates. Okay? January of last year, 2.74, the 10-year Treasury. It's currently at 1.9. All right? Our inventory is around 1,500. My predictions for 19 is that it'll get up to 2,400 in July, middle of our highest peak of inventory. And I've always told people the best time to sell historically, and I can show you the charts, is March, April, and May in Colorado Springs. We have just as many buyers, and the inventory is very low. So call me if you have questions about that. But the prediction is we get up to about 2,400 in July, and then I think we're going to finish 2020 around the same. We're going to finish 2020 around 1,500 active listings. Regional Building, I'll see them probably, they pulled close to 3,900 single-family permits in 2019. I think it's going to end up the same, right around that 4,000 mark. Okay, rates are going to go unchanged, folks. January 15th is a big date because we do have some of the trade talks continuing, and depending on how those go, we'll fluctuate interest rates. They may go up a tad, but for the most part, I think they're going to go unchanged. On the consumer end, you're going to still see those interest rates are around 4% into August. September might have a little uptick before then, but overall, I think they're going to be around 4%. Right now, they're at 3.85. Okay, this is what you're going to see a lot of people doing here in 2020. People are going to sit on the sidelines, okay? So I think there's good reasons to sit on the sidelines, depending on how your financial system is set up, okay? A lot of people are waiting for the election, what to do. I'm going to tell you this, like I've always said, even in this market, we closed 28 homes last year under 300,000. There's deals always. We always help people walk in the door with equity, and that's the most important thing. So you may get a better shot here at picking up a deal because you got more buyers waiting on the sidelines, seeing what's going to happen with this election. And I think there might be, you know, too much weight put on it. And I think, especially here in Colorado Springs, I think we're going to continue to have, you know, a very strong economy. Right now, our, let's see, unemployment rate is 3.7, okay? It's the lowest it's been in 50 years. That's United States. In Colorado Springs, it's 3.2 unemployment. And those unemployment numbers and the Federal Reserve and the 10-year Treasury, they really play a large role in the housing market. But with the development we have going on here, I think it's going to be tough for someone to derail this train, okay? Also, you're going to see 9 million millennials will rent, ages 23 through 38 in 2020, 9 million of them will rent. Half of them have no down payment, okay? So you need to buy, they will rent from you. It's that simple, okay? You're going to have more big box retailers close. 9,000 closed in 2019. I think you're going to see just as many close in 2020. And I think we need to get creative as a city and nationwide and find out a way to flex those retail stores into affordable housing. It's so important that we keep the affordability. Everyone deserves a roof over their head. And if they can't buy it, doesn't make them a bad person. But as a city, we should be able to rent places for a 2-bed, 1-bath for $900. That's what I rent mine at. And we have to stay on course as far as that goes, because I think as a city, we have so many under construction right now, and they're going to rent for $1,500, two-bedroom apartments. Well, come on, folks. We need stuff still around $1,000, so let's not lose track here of what the median income is in Colorado Springs, okay? So nationwide, I think we're going to see 4% appreciation. Colorado Springs, I think we'll see double that. I think we'll see another 8% appreciation. I think big cities will be down a little bit more than us because the affordability issue. I think 300 to 400 is going to be very hot, 300 to 400. I think above 400, you're going to see a little bit more inventory, a little bit more of a lag. And, in 2020, you're going to see downtown Colorado Springs will thrive. More commuters will come here from Denver. And North Springs will blow up as well. That Northgate area is going to explode. And I'll tell you what, out by the airport, I was listening to an interview podcast of Mayor Suthers yesterday, you know, and he's trying to hide it, and so is Dirk down at the chamber, and I've talked to Dirk about it. Guys, this airport thing's going to blow up, and with the Amazon, I mean, they can't talk about it. They got disclosures they sign, but I sold a number of houses over in that area because I told people, this is that airport park is going to explode. Holly's going to be flying in the 737. She's going to be on the wings, flapping her arms as they bring in more flights here. It's going to be an unbelievable sight. It's going to happen, though, okay? So believe it and start investing in those sleeper neighborhoods is what we call them. In this decade, it's the next 10 years. That's 2030. How much time we got left? Enough to talk about, Patrick, enough to talk about the last decade, okay? Or the next decade. Not the last, okay? I'm going to tell you, by 2030, the median price in Colorado Springs single-family home will be $450,000, okay? $450,000. We're going to have 850,000 people in Colorado Springs. Drake Power Plant will be closed by 2030. 10 new buildings over 8 stories in downtown. We'll have 2 pro teams, whether they be semi-pro. I don't think we'll have a full-time professional, but semi-pro teams. And here's my prediction. LA Kings, Anschutz, he owns them. He's going to take that farm team out of Canada because it's so cold up there, and they're going to bring it down to Colorado Springs, park it in the World Arena because CC is going downtown. That's a bold prediction. There's no real meat to back that up. It's just kind of, you know, some studying I've been doing. I think it would make sense. We'll have the train to Denver. We'll be under construction by 2030. There'll be a train connecting Colorado Springs to Denver and maybe even up into Weld County. 2-bed rentals will be going for $1,600. You won't be able to find a single-family house for rent below $2,000. We will have self-driving cars, making the commute easier to Denver. And we will become a stronger military epicenter around the Space Force and cyber. Believe it, folks. It's going to happen. Be part of it. Jump on the train. If you're excited, let me know. 719-232-1063. Maybe you don't sell. Maybe you rent. Pick up some passive income. Play the long-term game here in Colorado Springs. Like I end every show, folks, remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for joining me on another beautiful Sunday in Colorado Springs. Tune in next Sunday, another show, 10:30 a.m., or catch the replay at 1. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063.